AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An effort to block the nuclear agreement with Iran has failed to clear a procedural hurdle in the Senate.
It's a big win for the president. The 42 Senate Democrats who support the nuclear agreement with Iran held firm and prevented a GOP resolution of disapproval from getting the 60 votes needed to clear a procedural hurdle and proceed to a final vote.
The yeas are 58, the nays are 42.
This means the GOP measure won't get to the president's desk, where it would have been vetoed, and the Iran agreement can go into effect. Though Speaker John Boehner says House Republicans are looking at every avenue, including legal action, to stop it. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
With poll numbers declining and email questions persisting, Hillary Rodham Clinton tried today to shore up support among some of her strongest backers and ease concerns about the trajectory of her presidential campaign. Clinton told supporters in Columbus, Ohio, she relishes the thought of a possible debate with Donald Trump.
If he emerges, I would love to debate him.
A wave of criticism from Republicans and Democrats alike rose today after Trump insulted the physical appearance of Carly Fiorina, the party's only female White House contender. An attorney for one of the six officers charged in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray says they're disappointed that a judge has decided their trial should be held in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says police are preparing for protests and working with activists because they want to protect free speech.
Those small actions, if they go unabated or unchecked by public safety, turn into something contagious, and then we have a scenario that's out of control. And then that scenario detracts from the message of the protesters.
This is AP Radio News. The Steelers and the Patriots open the 2015 NFL season tonight in Pittsburgh.
After 7 months of controversy, no team wants to begin the NFL season more than the Super Bowl champion Patriots. First, the unveiling of the Patriots' fourth Super Bowl championship banner, then football. Both teams minus key players. Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount suspended. Center Brian Stewart concussion. The Steelers minus running back Le'Veon Bell, receiver Martavis Bryant, both suspended. Center Marquise Pouncey is injured. Patriot quarterback Tom Brady is 7-2 lifetime against Pittsburgh. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
Authorities say a single-engine plane has crashed into the Atlantic off the coast of New Jersey. Another single-engine plane, a seaplane that took off from a New Jersey airport on Tuesday and was reported missing 2 days later, has been found crashed. No word on pilots or passengers from either plane. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.